Jenny Graham had a lot of fun at the Country Championships this year. Morning, Jenny.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. The Kosciuszko. What do you reckon?
I think it's pretty good.
Could be a fair bit of money there.
Yes, that's for sure. Just enormous, actually. It's mind-boggling.
The good thing now, I think, is that for the country trainers and horses, you've got a real goal, autumn and spring.
Oh, for sure. That's all we're thinking about now is because the highway races are great money and the country championships, it's all happening for the country trainers, that's for sure.
Could you ever have envisaged that you'd be racing for 75,000 in the city for a country horse?
No, not at all. No, not at all. But just with the success that I've had this season, this puts a different outlook on things. Like, that's all he's striving for. Like, it's such good money. Nice horses coming through. It's terrific.
Now, the extra payment back to 10th, from 4th to 10th, what sort of effect does that have on someone like yourself and your owners?
Well, I think it's great that you're getting extra cash flow coming through your stables, like the help for your owners and yourself. I think it's a great idea.
Jenny, how many horses in your camp at the moment? As I said, you had about three lined up for the country championships. How many will you be aiming to get into that at that Kosciuszko?
Oh, look, definitely two at this stage. I'll be trying to aim for, but if there's something else pops along there, I'll be trying really hard. But I'll be definitely working on Vikram and Awesome Pluck for sure.
Now, the interesting thing with this concept is the country championships, you've got to qualify, you've got to win a qualifier and so forth, and, restricted to number of starts, number of wins. This seems far more open, the Kosciuszko, where a slot holder can approach you and say, you've got a good horse.
Oh, for sure. It's making it quite interesting, really, because it does give, quite a few horses a chance of getting in the race.
Now, I spoke to a number of trainers yesterday. I only had one, I reckon, along the way, who said, and I was interested and fascinated by the comments, that, they put the country prize money up. Now the problem is the city blokes come out after it. And I thought, well, do you want to race for two bob and a ham? Go to New Zealand. Yeah, we're at $7,000. I was a bit surprised by that comment. That basically, you're there to compete, aren't you?
Oh, for sure. And, it does make you try and get the better horses, to pick the better horses in your stable, I feel. You might be able to win a smaller race and move a horse on that's not quite as competitive. And, while you're doing that, well, you've got a chance of another one coming through to step up to the mark.
Have you found, with the boost in prize money in the country, you're getting more horses that were trained in the city but aren't quite up to scratch there, and owners are going, well, we won't pay city rates, but you can take them up in the provincial or country area, and the horse all of a sudden could become a viable proposition?
Oh, for sure. I've got a couple of horses that have come to my stable, and for sure, we're going to work on that, those sort of races for the new owners, that's for sure.
And I suppose those horses may not be city class, but they're highway class.
Oh, yes. I mean, sometimes they improve as they're going along, and hopefully that will happen. And they've got a chance of if they're not quite up to the city class, but can perform well to running one of the highway races, class 2, class 3.
Well, Jenny, good luck. You had great success at the country championships. We'll be looking for you on AIM. I reckon you'll be there for the Kosciuszko as well.
Thank you. I hope so.
Good on you, Jenny. Good luck.
Thank you very much.